show presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
One. All right, Rant and Rave is The Hub Show with your host, Jay Heiss.
Woo woo!
Let's get to it. From left field, Chris Canfield.
What's up?
There we go. With us, it is Saturday, January the 20th, and back with us from SMUENT.
Yes, sir.
Strongman United Entertainment is Big Chuck is in the house.
What's going on, Hub City?
Hey. Yeah, hey. The landlord.
Hey, Chuck. Hub City. It's a good thing you wore the hat with the letters on it.
Yeah, I always got to sell my
That's
own
a
product.
Lot of letters to remember in a row there.
Yeah, I got to sell my product. You know,
there you go. Yeah.
I speak Ebonics, so you just put the words, use your vowels.
Oh, that's I got you.
All right. There you go, Big Chuck in the house.
Chris is pretty fluent in that, too.
Yeah. I do a little rapping, you know. I get my Warren G on.
That's all right. That's right.
Chris, you're coming off of a victory last night. You pulled.
That's right.
Your billiards team.
Shooting like a beast.
Yeah.
Shooting like a monster down
so
there.
So you're on a pool team. What's the name of your team?
Yeah. The name of the team is Nine Balls Deep.
There you go.
I need something to rest my arm on.
Pause. Nine Balls Deep.
Yeah, nine balls deep. Jeez. That's right.
Like a porno movie.
That's the point.
Sticking them pockets, right?
See, we've been together as a team for 5 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a whole bunch of different versions of the team, but there's been like probably four or five core players, and we pretty much run the roost around here.
Really?
So we're the cock and the hen house around this
town.
So
is your team from Hagerstown?
Huh?
All you are from Hagerstown?
Yep.
Where'd you play last night? Where's the tournament?
Last night we was in Baltimore.
In Baltimore. So you go all the way down there.
Yeah. So we won up here. We actually finished.
Mm-hmm.
We finished in first place up here back in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what's the league?
And then we didn't have to play through the playoffs. The way they do it is if you get first place.
What's the name of the league? Is there an actual
APA?
APA?
Yeah, okay. American Pool Players Association.
Okay,
something like
and
that.
And this is like the Maryland chapter of it, or
yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you ever go in PA and play with those folks?
Yeah.
No, I don't cross the border.
Unless you win. I mean, what happens if you guys make it?
If we win in Baltimore, then we go to Vegas.
Oh.
You skip PA.
Yeah. Well, Baltimore is like the regional thing. So if you win like in your region, you know, within your sector, whatever, then you go to Baltimore. And I think they got people all the way. I think maybe in Baltimore they might have people all the way from like Philly to, I don't know, somewhere in Virginia, I guess. About halfway down Virginia or something. Everybody gathers there for the tournament.
Wow.
And then if you win that tournament, then you go to Vegas.
Wow. Yeah.
But you have to win. You have to win six matches down there.
So is it like a season? Like you won in Baltimore last night. What's next for your team?
We got to go back next week.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're all down in Baltimore.
And then we win again. Then we play Saturday. Uh-huh. And then if we win there, hypothetically, we would go back in June, and we would win three more. Then we go to Vegas to play in the Nationals.
That's awesome. Well,
the
Hub Show backing you up, man. Nine balls deep.
We don't have very many problems beating people around here.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we beat up on Hagerstown guys.
Your team, you guys, I mean, it's like a new season you just started?
Yeah, no, that was the end of the last season. So I just started a new one this season.
Last night?
Yeah.
That was the beginning?
No, like last week.
Last week?
We started this. The last night is the rollover from the last session.
I got you.
Okay,
you
know what I mean? Okay.
So
Chris Canfield, the team is nine balls deep. Write
nine
that down.
Balls deep, right?
Chuck's still shaking his head.
Yeah,
but hey,
but we've been together for so long. We decided to come up with a brand. Like we tried we thought about it a couple years ago. Like
it definitely stings
like we're kind of a dominating force.
Yeah.
So we should have a logo, and like a tagline.
I can only imagine what that would be.
So we came up with a logo. We got t-shirts. We got a couple different. Oh, yeah? We've been through like four different generations of t-shirts. Uh-huh. You know, got different styles and stuff. I got one. I was wearing one last night from last year. It has Superman symbol on the back. It says, "If you beat me, you still suck."
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. I like the attitude.
With the Nine Balls Deep logo in the middle of it.
So you have a logo.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a Facebook page or anything? A website? What do you got?
I think we might have started a Facebook page, but nobody ever kept up with it. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I think there might be a Facebook page floating out there, but I'm not sure.
When you send us the logo, we'll plug it on the Hub Show. The Hub Show's got your back. Nine Balls Deep.
That's right.
I want to see you take it to Vegas.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking to you from the phone when you're out there, you know, when we do the Hub Show that week, right?
That's right. Yeah. A remote.
Yeah, because you were supposed
from
to
from a remote location.
You were supposed to come in here somewhere this
on the
hangover
on the strip,
but obviously you felt so good that
right. Yeah, I'm telling you, I put a whooping on this poor old man. I felt bad for him.
Did you?
I felt bad for him. I went down. I won the flip, so I got to break. Mm-hmm. I broke. I ran, ran out the rack, and then racked again. Broke. Made a nine on the break. Some other stuff. He racked again. Mm-hmm. Broke. I ran out like half the rack, so now the score is up to like 20-0, 18-0, 20-0. He hasn't even got a shot yet.
How's the rest of your team?
It's been three racks you're, deep, and he hasn't even got a shot.
Well, you're killing it. How many people on your team?
We got there's eight people on a team, and five people shoot each week. So three people get the bench, but we don't. When we're down in Baltimore, we didn't even make it because we got there's 100 points per match, so the first one to reach 51 points. Mm-hmm. The other team can't catch you.
That's
so
how it goes.
We finished it in four matches.
These are the rules. Do they call it billiards or is it pool?
It's just pool.
Okay. what's the name of that?
Billiards is for gentlemen who smoke cigars and drink scotch.
Wait, so what's the name of the league again?
APA.
APA.
Yep.
American
Pool Players Association. Pool Players.
So APPA.
No, I think pool players is one word, isn't it? No.
I don't.
Can't
not. Not,
I don't
not in
think
my.
So.
Not in my.
Ebonics.
Yeah. Ebonics. Yes. Yes.
Ebonics warning.
Chuck says it is. So
yeah. Not the English language. Right. No, those two words.
Yeah. American Hustlers Association should be called AHA.
AHA. Take on me. Roll it. Yeah. All right. Hey. So, Shay.
Yes.
You're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah. We skipped this past week. Weather situation here.
Oh, yeah. PA was not right.
No.
At all. I'm just mad with my city council people.
I don't believe you.
Get the people out on the streets with the salt trucks early.
And the plows, yeah.
Yeah, because Harrisburg, I came from Harrisburg, come through all there, Shippensburg, Newville.
Don't lie.
Get to Chambersburg. What?
Right.
That's what I looked at. I said, what did y'all do?
Me and Jay were down here, didn't get a flake one.
I know.
My shop's in Boonesboro. I didn't see a flake. Came home. There was a light dusting, and that was it. Everybody's complaining about the snow. There is no snow.
Yeah. Well, see, I left from Hagerstown saying, oh, it's not going to. They just BS.
Yeah, they have a two-hour delay at schools and everything else. And
shutting the school down early. I'm like, really? Cancel the game?
A hard line at the Pennsylvania, at the Mason-Dixon line, right? That's where the snow stops.
That's where the snow started.
Here we are.
Right there, statewide.
It is Saturday. It's pushing into the 50s. Tomorrow's supposed to get up in the upper 50s.
I'm all
almost
excited.
60
it's
on
gonna
Monday.
It's going to be a great game on Sunday.
I don't want any more of those teens, though. I want the days and the teens and the low 20s over with, man.
I want to have great weather for Sunday. I don't want to have any excuses for my team to win.
All right. The Hub Show. We're sitting here talking about the weather. We ain't supposed to be doing that.
Right. I got my sunglasses on inside because it's so bright in here.
Look at you.
That's because I'm smiling.
Maybe you do have a hangover. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe you do have that hangover. You just don't want to.
That's right.
You're holding up. That's good, man.
Just trying to hide the blood.
I'm bringing the sunshine for you, Chris.
There you go. Hey, I want to plug one thing here. March 24th, 25th, the 4-State Comic Con event happening at Hager Hall. For all the geeks out there, and all the cosplayers and all that, they're bringing that stuff to the Hager Hall here in Hagerstown. Told the guys I gave them a plug. 4-State Comic Con Spring 2018. They're on Facebook. 4 is spelled out. And again, it's March 24th, 25th. So if you're into all that stuff, the superheroes, the comics,
it's exactly what we need. Another reason for girls to dress slutty.
I know they got some WWE wrestlers coming. That's what it is. That's happening.
It's like Halloween. We get two Halloweens.
Basically.
Yeah.
One in March and then in October again.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you drive a Harley, it's Halloween 365 days a year for you. Right?
I love my Harley Davidson people. Leave them alone now. Leave them alone. I love you.
We learn something about Shay every show. You're a Harley person?
I grew up, my mother was in the motorcycle club when really? I was in the 70s. Wait, so
a
I
gang
grew,
or club?
It's a club. Okay. It's not a gang. It's a club.
They make a whole lot of noise.
Oh, and they party hard.
How do you know?
Wear assless chaps.
You grew up around that?
I grew up around that.
You used to ride?
I rode on the back.
Oh, you never drove it yourself?
No, I never. I get excited being a passenger.
Yeah, yeah, I bet you would with all that rumbling.
Yes. I got excited being a passenger, doing wheelies as a passenger.
As a passenger.
I'm lying in the back, holding on for dear life.
She did wheelies as a driver. Right? She weren't supposed to do them.
But yeah, I love the motorcycles. I get excited. All right. Everything.
I love it. You're a Texan.
Yes.
You're in the Harleys.
I'm in the Harleys.
New England Patriots on your shirt today.
That's right.
Just tomorrow, right?
Because the game is what?
You from Texas? And yeah.
It's a long story. I've had to talk to you on the off ramp. But shout out to Derek Cullors, number 29, who used to be a New England Patriots fan. Well, he was a player.
Well, it's Saturday. By the time people hear this, the game will be over with. So we might be having a different conversation next week, man.
You know what? Don't make me shoot the eye dagger.
Chuck, you following it?
Following what? The football?
Yeah.
Man, fuck football. Football.
Oh, your team done lost.
Yeah, we lost, so I ain't even talking.
You're a Ravens fan?
No.
No, who's that's why his microphone is black and gold.
You're still a fan?
All to the bone.
Steelers?
Yeah, I bleed black and gold. I like the hub show.
Mm. Oh, so you like my company. It's black and gold. Yes. Be it.
Yeah, as long as it's black and gold.
So are the Boston Bruins?
Hmm? Yeah, yeah, the Penguins.
It's the Penguins.
Nah, man, yeah,
the Bruins guy.
I don't know how they call themselves a bird.
And shout out to the Alpha Angels and the Alpha Phi Alphas.
How the hell's a penguin called himself a bird? It doesn't
Chris's,
have no feathers.
This is Chris's rant this week on Facebook. Yeah, there watching Animal Planet.
How in the hell does a penguin call itself a bird? It ain't got no feathers. It doesn't fly. It swims. You're a fish. You're not a bird. You're a fish that walks. I don't know. I don't know what you call yourself, but you're not a bird. I got beef with penguins.
Any opinion there, Shay? Penguins.
Panda bears, too. I got beef with panda bears,
why
too.
You got why beef with panda bears?
Well, they're just dumb. They live like, all right, so all they eat is bamboo, right? But they choose to live up on top of the mountain where the bamboo doesn't grow. And that's where they have their kids, and they have them in the cave, and then the baby bears have to wake up, just be born, and have to climb down off the mountain to go eat some bamboo so they can survive. Well, why not just have... why not just live where the food is?
Because it might get eaten.
No wonder you're going extinct, panda bears. You're stupid.
Ain't they in Asia? Ain't the panda bear over in Asia somewhere? Yeah. They stay up in the mountain because they might end up in a little chicken box or something like that.
Right.
You know, Asians cook everything.
Panda Express. They don't call Panda Express for no reason.
And they
right?
know that. That's why they hide up in the mountains.
Right. Wow.
Y'all are so sad.
We're covering all the bases here on the Hub Show today, huh? These are the fleeting thoughts you have, Chris, when you're out there.
That's right. You know,
putting up walls and
stuff. Yeah.
You're thinking about penguins and panda bears and
only right? you.
I got issues. I got issues with the world.
Yeah. I know.
But
I
you're
know.
A good pool player, so it makes up for all of
yeah, yeah. Well,
it,
that. Yeah, well,
it balances you out.
What they say is, you know, a lot of pool is like a mind fuck. You know, you're trying to, like, psych your opponent out all the time and do little things. Like, you know, if a guy's shooting in front of you, you can just go up and grab the chalk off the table while he's lining up his shot.
It's like wrestling, man.
Kind of throws him off, gets in their mind a little bit, right?
A little salt in their eyes. That,
my team says that nobody can get in my mind because there's nothing in there. If you just that's my little catchphrase.
Wow,
you can't get in my head because if you got in there, it'd just be a chair sitting in an empty room, just crickets.
I'm not gonna believe that, Chris. You make wonderful, wonderful woodworking.
Yeah,
things.
Let's just leave it at that. And he plays a good game of pool.
With the, soundproofing.
Yeah, so with the soundproofing up in 5 minutes on the wall here.
Yeah.
We'll find out later if it works.
Yeah, hopefully the wall doesn't come down.
That's why we're all facing it. Mm-hmm. Especially you, Shay. I see. Yeah, she's holding her laugh. Told you to hold your laugh like a sneeze.
We're working on trying to get you a dump button.
Yeah.
I need one, too. I listened to the last show. I laughed after every comment.
That's into the microphone.
Annoying. I was annoying myself.
She has a laugh.
I got beef. Yeah, yeah. I got beef with me now.
You know what? It's just that country grammar, country whatever. I am what I am.
That's it.
That's for sure.
That's it.
I am's what I am's. And yeah. That's all I am.
Right. Ebonics.
Was that a Popeye? Popeye said that, right?
Yeah.
Popeye spoke Ebonics.
I am what I am.
Yeah, he did say that. I do a lot of spinach eating, just like Popeye. I want to be like him.
Spinach is gross.
No, it isn't.
Spinach is nasty. Fresh spinach is awesome.
Yeah, fresh is good. But that stuff from a can?
No, I don't do the canned stuff. No. You do the fresh stuff. I do fresh stuff. I put it in my smoothies. And everything is great.
Yeah.
I ain't graduated to smoothies yet, you know. I'm still holding on to my blackness.
Chuck, you eat spinach?
Huh?
You eat spinach?
Yeah, but I'm old school with it. I cook with it the greens, butter. Yeah. Right. I got to season it up.
There you go.
See, you got to go. You know, I'm on my health kick. You know, I've been on it for a very long time.
How long?
It's been about a year now. It's actually a year now.
That's good.
So I saw myself in a picture mid-January last year. And I didn't recognize who I was. So I said, it's time to lose weight. Right. I got to go to the gym. Huh? And I've been there ever since.
It's fun. It's funny when you have that epiphany, right?
Yeah.
Like I was having sex with my old girlfriend one time, right? And she was like, you know, it would be fun. We should shoot a video. Like we flipped the computer screen around so it was facing us and pressed record. Had sex on the couch with the computer screen facing us. Then I tried to watch it the next day. Like, God, I am fat. That's just nasty. I just had to delete the whole thing. I was like, this is disgusting. I got to get rid of this.
I'm just
I've done that before. You know, I'm a fat dude, but
then,
I love my fat.
And then I lost 40 pounds, so I'm down from there, but there I still need farther to go. It's what the doc tells me.
Well, I lost about almost 60.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And you're still working. Pound.
Yeah, I'm still working.
So I ain't lost a motherfucking pound. Oh, I'm Big Chuck to be Big Chuck. That's it.
That's a reason for it. Right?
Well, you've been Big Chuck all the long That's years right. I've right. been knowing you.
Speaking That's of it. That, Big Chuck, the landlord. So what's going on in 2018 is here?
Man,
big plans.
2018 is going to be definitely going to be big. I just I think it was Wednesday. Uh-huh. I went down to the Georgetown game. One of the DJs that I represent is now the official DJ.
Awesome.
For Georgetown, the Washington Mystics,
and
the Washington Wizards.
Nice. All right.
That's a good gig.
Yeah, went down and grabbed a check. You know, I'm going wherever the money at. You know? DJ Jealousy.
You represent him?
Yeah. That's WPGC 95.5. I got to shout them out, too. That's where he works.
All right.
Thank you, Jealousy.
I've been to a couple of them shows.
Yeah. He works out of Maryland Live, out of Arundel Mills. He's the director of all shows.
That's really awesome. Good.
So
awesome.
If you go out there, just say Chuck and DJ Jealousy. DJ, take care of him, you know.
All right.
I know you ain't got too much country music, but play whatever you got.
That's okay.
That's all right.
We come up on Notorious B.I.G. around here. It's little known fact.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's big Biggie.
I heard you rapping it when you came in.
That's right.
Kicking the door, waving a fofo.
Then we go to our.
You heard that, huh?
Yeah, I heard.
This is Big Biggie territory.
But then we'll go to our Randy Travis and our.
Tonight. She went there. You went there last week.
That's the black woman saying that, too. So I just let y'all know out there in podcast land.
Okay.
That's a
Texan. In case any of y'all found out, there's one thing I stayed away from was explaining that Shay is black. But if you haven't figured that out at this point and you've been listening to the Hub Show.
My bad. I ain't mean to snitch.
Yeah, you know, trying to keep the race out of it, keep it real. This is all audio,
beautiful,
but you
black
know,
woman, she good.
I ain't what? No problem with Shay it, but I'm just trying to. You
I
know.
Have hair on my face.
Yeah, that's right. Shay
for the record, I'm white.
Did you know that?
You vanilla mocha. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, oh, wow. Vanilla latte.
Yeah. Vanilla latte.
Well, we got
y'all
that.
Get me banned in Washington County for bringing up the race thing on this show.
Right,
sorry
right,
about
right.
that.
Man, this is our show. That's all right. This is what the Hub Show is
like
for.
I'm like my
man.
Coffee, light and sweet.
Gotta break the boundaries here, man. Break some rules. That's what this
that's
is about.
That's right.
You know, we had Shelly McIntyre last show.
Yes.
She
yes.
did really. That was a really good show, man. That came out really well.
Mm-hmm.
Councilwoman.
Yeah. I'm excited for the new things.
You got a lot of hits.
Yeah, I got a lot of hits. You spoken to her since, Chris?
I have not spoken to her since. No.
Since the show? No.
Well, I did. I did the next day. She said she had fun.
Awesome.
Great.
That was about. That's all I spoke about to her. Yeah. So I've been busy. I had a busy week.
Well, you did come out of left field in that show with Russell Hicks stuff and all that.
I was busy getting drunk all week.
It's good.
Well, I think that
I was drunk every night last week.
We're
that's
gonna have
crazy.
To work on that. We gotta
I was
work
I'm
on
a victim
that,
of circumstance, though, because right. I was shooting pool, and mm-hmm. you know, then yeah. you didn't show up for work here, so
you gotta put me out there.
So I dipped into the scotch.
Yeah, he was in here with a flask.
I had a flask. I was waiting on you to show up. I was like, "Hey,
it's
cold. It's snowing outside. It's nice and brisk and cold. It's like I could go for filling up a flask. So I filled up a flask and." Yeah.
Let the whole world know, Chris.
Sat in here and me and Jay me, shot the shit. Yeah. The storm stopped you.
We rearranged the room a little bit.
Yeah.
I like what you've done to the place.
It's better than it was.
Yeah.
Better than being in a...
Oh, hey, we need to hear the story that you were talking about before the show started.
Y'all came in here.
We got to jump right into that.
Chuck and Shay go back a bit.
Yes, I moved back here in 2001, but my ex, known Big Chuck, and they had a great relationship as friends, and it was one time, because my ex was a big cheater, but people didn't think I knew, but I knew.
Okay.
I knew that back in Texas when we left. But I moved anyway because I wanted to get out of Texas. I wanted to move on up, like the Jeffersons. Mm-hmm. So I moved up
Hagerstown,
here.
Huh?
Never thought I was. I was like, what?
Hagerstown, the deluxe apartment in the sky.
That's right. And then, so he was cheating, and the girl was in the car. So I said, I didn't want to sit in the front seat. I'm going to let her stay in the front of the seat of the car to think she's running something. I got in the back, and I said, oh, it's a perfect opportunity where I can just knock her out right there.
Wait, you know? She's in the car?
She's in the car.
Yeah, she's in the car.
And you came in the car.
I was in the car.
Why are you both in the car? He's cheating. I get it. But he's cheating right in front of you?
Of course.
I guess he...
I'm thinking somebody got the weed pulled out of him.
He got really bold. I sat in the back seat with Chuck, so she was directly in front of me, and I had great access, just letting you know, great access to the back of her head.
Did you take advantage of that access?
Well, I was, you know, Big Chuck stopped me. Yeah.
A couple rabbit shots, though. It was a couple rabbit shots.
Were you in the car, too, Chuck?
Yeah, he was in the car.
Did you get, let me guess, you got the handful of hair and just pulled it back and then went in? Did you go
in
the side?
No, she did it. She did 1972. Inner city style. I don't grab hair.
All punches.
I don't grab hair.
Rabbit punch.
Where was the cell phone camera? Her fish was closed. Both of
them. Right.
So, yeah. But that's how Chuck was like, "Wow, I didn't know you do that."
Apparently, you do.
And it's a shame, but black on black crime. I did hesitate to grab her. She got about six punches in before I did.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did she turn around and try to go bat it with you? How's that?
No,
it wasn't no turning around.
You can't turn around.
It was.
If you caught in that situation, I'm going to give everybody an advice.
What's the outcome of that situation? You did that. Chuck pulled you back.
Well, we went to the party.
Drama.
We went to the party. It was a little bit more drama, but I didn't start this drama. Because it must have been somebody else, another side chick, that was there.
Wow.
And all of that went down. Mm-hmm. So the girl that I'm upset with got mad at another girl because, you know, so I'm telling you, I dealt with a big, big cheater.
Right.
And if that show Cheaters was out, I've been probably the best show out there.
Yeah, that would have been a good ass show.
But ain't nobody beating him up. It's just the women fighting each other over him.
No. Right? It's more to it. So I did my beat down when I got home because we had to go home.
Oh, yeah. He still lives with you.
Yeah, so he lived with me. So that's where our fight came in. Yeah. So it was not a good situation.
Oh, I'll get you in round eight.
It was not a good situation. So needless to say, we're no longer together. He's married. I moved on.
You're remarried. Yeah.
No, I wasn't married to him. We was never married.
Well,
you never
married to him.
No.
But he's married now.
He's married now, and he's a deacon at the church.
Of his dreams, and
he found the church.
He found the church.
Is he still around here?
Huh?
Is he still around here?
No, he lives in Missouri. We have our son. Okay. You know, we have a son together that we share together, and
That's that.
That's that. Thank God.
Brother, if you listen to the show, they brought it up. I tried to keep that in the closet, like Michael Jackson.
You can see Shay's face right now. I'm smiling.
I
tried to keep that story in the closet.
I'm just smiling.
Right through her teeth.
Happy to be married to my husband, Kevin.
There you go.
That was the best thing.
There she is, smiling.
Kevin.
All right. Kevin, shout out to you.
Yes.
Don't let her get behind you, man.
Yeah, Kevin, watch out for the right and the left. She's ambidextrous, brother.
Don't let him be in the cop fool you. It doesn't matter.
There you go.
So that's our like history. We've been knowing each other for a very long time.
Long time. That's when I was doing the parties.
Yes.
Yeah.
What they called Hagerstown called them? They called the underground parties.
Yeah, the underground parties. And then I remember one time I was at Chuck. This is a really throwback for the people from Hagerstown because they'll remember this.
Going back.
Chuck threw an all-white party at the hotel, and I was on stage because he brought some people from 93.9 and everything like that, and one of the guys was trying to talk to me, And he was like a manager of the DJ, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. I was like a little bit out of there because I was just my heavy drinking days. Yeah, right. And I had a wig on, and I partied so hard, my wig fell off.
All the way to the
You wearing a wig?
That's great. Yeah, and then the other guy was wearing a wig, talking about, I got somebody's wig. And I'm like dancing with him, like, yes, he got somebody's wig. I didn't realize it was mine. Then my friend grabbed me off stage. Thank you, Tiffany. She grabbed me and grabbed my wig. Say, girl, you messed up. And then I slipped down the stairs and gave myself a concussion.
Whoa. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Damn, Shay. Again, where are the cell phone cameras? We needed them. Man.
So
Chuck, you saw this?
The whole thing.
Whoa. It was messed up, but it was
kind of kept it behind the scenes. Everybody didn't see it. The party was packed, but everybody didn't see it.
Yeah, great party. Great party.
I was backstage. You had to have backstage passes for that part.
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh, but it is funny. Shay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So I had that, I moved on up.
Yeah. Yeah. Up off the floor.
Off the floor. And I don't drink like that. So you'll never see that again anymore.
Them was. Yeah, them some crazy. Were
crazy. Yeah, some crazy parties. Yeah,
that's when I don't want to bring that up on the podcast, but that's when drinks was flowing.
Yes,
that's when I used to buy my own liquor, and that's what they was mad at me for because they said I was bootlegging liquor, but I was buying it out the liquor store. They had the Maryland seal, but it just was flowing.
Yeah, we had some great time. Chuck to throw some awesome parties.
I used to run poker parties out of my house, and ain't no shame in bootlegging liquor.
Oh no, it wasn't watered down either. That's why everybody used to come to the party. I ain't put no water on the Hennessy.
Yeah, you're not messing around, huh?
Right? No. You crack the seal, and you get it.
It's the real deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, Chuck throw some parties.
The police got mad at me because I used to keep it open. We supposed to be 2 o'clock, maybe 4 or 5. The sun coming out. We walking out there. Police sitting there looking at us. DWIs everywhere. Everybody catching DWIs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Yeah, they mad at me.
I would stay in the car.
Yeah, on the passenger. Stay in the hotel.
I would stay in the car, sit on the passenger side, throw my keys in the back seat, and go to sleep. Yeah. Yep.
They can still get you for that.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you before when I went to talk to the guy when he bought it. And he was like, "Nah, your crowd and my crowd won't mix."
Oh, the Hager Hall area. Yeah, he won't mix.
Your crowd and my crowd won't mix.
Well, I know. Shay's a biker chick. She might have been
our buffer. You know, she might have been the one. But everybody wasn't like Shay. You know, everybody wasn't like Shay. They was coming from Baltimore, D.C.
You know what I learned is that because growing up in an urban, suburban society, for real, I learned that, when you party, you can party with any group of people.
Yeah.
As long as you're having fun.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what the Hub Show's about.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care if it's country.
I'm trying to get some things going here in Hagerstown. I'm telling people. Yeah, like me and you DJ Smooth. Me and DJ Smooth want to get some things going. Ain't got nothing to do with the skin tone. In 2018, we're still having this stupid conversation.
Right.
But half the kids listen to the same shit anyway, man.
Right.
We all do.
It don't matter. Not about that. What it matters is how aggressive you get when you get drunk.
Yeah, that's
you know. Some people just want to beat each other up.
That's why Chuck has security, man.
Get them the fuck out of the party.
That's why Chuck has security, man.
Yeah, that's one thing that used to make me mad about Hagerstown that I used to complain about because Hagerstown is this big. And it's like girls, most of the fights be girls, I'm going to tell you the truth. The dudes don't really fight in the parties.
They should make some money off of that.
Yeah, but now the crazy thing about it is the thing that used to make me mad, it'd be like, if you know anything about Hagerstown, you got like Park Place and you got Jonathan Street. The shit is connected.
Right.
One girl live on Park Place, one live on Jonathan Street. They go all the way to the party to fight. Like, y'all live right around the corner from each other. The fuck is y'all way out here fighting for? Y'all see each other every fucking day.
Right.
Why are you going to wait to the party? Yes. I never understood it.
Shut the party down. Like, don't you live on...
You should have that. I'll give you a sign in front of all your events and say, hey, whatever fight you're about to have it now.
Yeah.
Before you come in.
Get the Hub Show logo with a little blood spattered on the side of it.
That's what you need.
That's some bullet holes on the other you and the
bullet holes in the top.
Back in the day, they got through it. But the party didn't stop, though. That's why they was mad at me. I ain't stopped the party.
But you know what?
The music will stop. Throw their ass out.
But DJ's like, keep my ears open right here. They still have issues at Hager Hall.
Yeah, they do.
Not your crowd, whatever you want to call it. They have their issues.
It's everywhere.
I mean, if it was one night, they would just give it to you.
I'm saying you might show them that it ain't
got to be all like this, man.
We're gonna talk about that. They need to give it to me, man. They know I used to shut Hagerstown down.
Down, right?
They still talk about those parties now.
Legendary. I'm telling
when you.
Going
to do Shay
knows,
man.
I know about it. Hagerstown. It was great. It was great.
All the
I mean,
other bars used to shut down. Like, that's why they, oh, yeah, you ain't paying taxes. And I'm like, well, you need to get hire me as a promoter. Don't be mad at me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you see that your club ain't making no money because I'm throwing a bootleg party, then be then smart.
Be
like,
smart. Yeah. Hire you on. Yeah.
Like, you don't want
and you bring
no
your
money.
Own security, like you said. Well, I mean, people get stupid. They get
they gotta get
out.
Thrown out. Yeah. Old school style, Popeye. Throw them out.
Shoes and everything gone.
Gone.
Well, the person goes first, and their shoes come flying out afterwards.
Yeah, like Jazzy Jeff like on the fresh.
Just toss them on the curb.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
You'll be sitting out on the curb.
That's right.
Chuck, you got a. I spoke to, I met Levi from the Grand Piano Ballroom.
Good guy.
Finally met
good
that guy. Really good guy. And he's talking nothing but, you know, positivity with you. He loves your events, man. Yeah. You have another one coming up in March, right?
Yeah, March 17th.
March 17th. Have you started promoting yet? Or?
Yeah, I actually just sent the information off to my designer, so I should have a flyer back today or tomorrow, and then I got to send it off to the printer.
You have a name for it? It was Love and Laughs back
then. It's always a Love and
Laughs. Love and Laughs?
At the Grand Ballroom, it's Love and Laugh.
Love and Laughs.
They own the rights to that.
Oh. So, they own it.
No. That ballroom own it. I own
that's
it.
What I mean. Yeah,
but
I got
yeah,
you.
That's the only
that's
time.
That's his gig. That's his show. Yeah. I got gotcha. You.
That's exclusive.
The Love and Laughs Comedy Jam.
That's right.
Big Chuck. Strong Man
and
United,
birthday
man.
Bash. That's my birthday weekend, so definitely come
Chuck's
out.
All right. Party.
The drinks, the old school Hennessy going to be flowing that night.
It's going to be an old school party up in there, Chuck.
Incredible Hulk.
Got the DJ Shaky Bears from
let's
Queens.
Let's not do
New
that.
York.
You don't drink that Incredible Hulk?
Oh, no. I learned my lesson with
Hypnotic
that.
And Hennessy?
Oh, no, not anymore.
Look at Chris. Look at his eyes.
Old school right there.
No.
You might be shooting pool that night, Chris.
Well, I tell you what. I really, I went to the last one you had, that event, and then my husband really, really enjoyed it. I was like, oh man. And I said, I know Chuck. He said, you know everybody. I'm like, no, I don't know everybody, but I know Chuck.
Did he say that with a smile on his face or
and
not?
He knows everybody.
Yeah, he said
he understands, right?
He said it with a smile on his face because I've been here longer than him. But I always like to pay homage to people that has been, you know, who coming up
is
trying
it,
to do
is
some
it homage or
homage?
Homage. Homage.
How do you say it, Chuck?
There's an H in there, right?
Yeah, homage. It's homage. That's homage. What Ebonics is homage.
Homage.
We don't care what it's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Yeah. Homage.
Homage.
Depends on the crowd you're in, Chris.
Yeah, right?
You pay homage.
Yeah, homage.
When you play
homage.
Billiards, you play homage. When you shoot and pull, you play homage.
Yeah.
The billiards shoot homage. They show homage to billiard people.
Yes.
Playing snooker.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, but I want to help, you know, Big Chuck and whatever I can do. And when he puts stuff on Facebook, I share it on
share
my
it
pages.
All
the time.
And so you have some fun out here in Hagerstown
and
surrounding areas. I mean, we
definitely
used to go to
fun.
West Virginia. Remember that?
There's just
back
a bunch of party poopers pooping on parties all over fucking
Chuck,
town.
When Chuck came in here before the mics got turned on, we were talking about West Virginia because DJ Smooth DJs over O'Connell's over there in Martinsburg on the way to Charlestown. That's how I know the place.
Exactly.
But you're saying West Virginia?
Yeah, West Virginia. I mean, my days out West Virginia is over unless I get a contract because 81, she'll tell you. When coming back, the police be out. They know we going across that line. Right. They be everywhere.
Hey, that's the good part about partying in West Virginia. It went down to Vixen's last weekend.
Yeah,
right? Okay. But you can leave after like 2 in the morning.
Exactly.
So they're all busy. They all done got their feed. You know, the sharks are out of the water. You can just cruise right on home.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, that 81 is not a joke coming from West Virginia at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
They be at that Waffle House with what's exit 16?
Exit 12.
Woo!
Exit 12, that's
like
the big one
the
that gets
whole,
on the 70.
It'd be
right?
like the whole force be parked in a line.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting.
They just waiting on
they
you.
They waiting for you.
So don't go to the Waffle House if you're.
Yeah, leave the Waffle House alone. Make some Belgians when you get home, people.
I've been to the Hollywood Casino plenty of time. My wife loves the slots.
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
she
that's
goes true. In there, she doesn't come out. I got to like.
Beavis and Butthead here.
Slot machine queen.
That's
there
my,
you
my
go.
That's my dirty old man laugh. I can't wait till I become a dirty old man.
I don't want you to be dirty old man.
20 more years, Chris.
I hope you be married and with children.
I don't see Chris getting married, man.
I see, me it. Some stories. I see it in your future.
You see it
in,
looking into your crystal ball.
I'm looking at you. Yeah. Crystal ball, yeah. Right there. You see it in your eyes.
You said balls.
So she a ball. So she a knife ball. She the knife ball. You said you had eight players. She the knife ball.
Nine balls deep. That's look right. Into my eyes. You can see
and
your future.
Tell me,
Chris, what it is. Chris, there. Hey, back to pool. You played this whole team of yours from Hagerstown. A lot of good pool players around here.
I tell you. If you're not into pool, you wouldn't know. But right. If you're into pool, it's really ingrained around this area.
Really?
Like a lot of pros come from around here, like Winchester and anywhere from Winchester to probably up to like Valley Forge and Greencastle and Waynesboro. A lot of good players out of Waynesboro.
Really?
Yeah. And like there's big name like pros that live around here. Like
that's cool.
Really? What's his name? He comes and tours the bars, the local bars, all the time. I'm brain farting on his name now.
Really?
But I don't know. Anyways, he like does all the trick shot books and everything.
Really?
And, yeah. And then they got the Florian guy, the Venom Florian.
Yeah.
He does all the if you got any Facebook like videos or whatever, he does the crazy trick shots where he's like massaging the ball around the table and like shooting. He gets like a woman laying on the table and shoots between her legs and all that kind of stuff. He comes and does his little tour around bars and stuff.
It's a big pool playing area for fun, right?
I've been playing like anybody else.
I can't sit still. I still got ADDDDDDDD. I can't sit still long enough. I might shoot two balls and I gotta leave.
That's what I'm doing. And I can't shoot anything.
You can't shoot pool?
My husband trying to teach me. I'm like, no, on to the next.
I was complaining about that yesterday, actually, because I just moved up in rank. Like, they bumped me up from, like, you're handicapped in the APA, and they bumped me up from a 6 to a 7. And my problem isn't the fact that I need to make 10 more balls to win. The problem is that I need to pay attention for another 15 minutes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And I just can't, like, you know, I can't, like, stay concentrated or stay in the game.
Plus, you're drinking while you play, right?
I do a lot of drinking before I play, and then I don't drink while I'm shooting.
That's not helping, man. Because you're thinking about the next drink. Your mind's already drifting off.
Yeah. Well, I like to... I don't know. I always feel like I shoot better when my mind's out of the game. So, like, I like to, like, talk to people while I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Or I, like, play a song on the jukebox and I'll just be rapping while I'm playing or singing along or humming a song or something.
You get lost in it.
Yeah, and I just kind of float around the table and, you know, just knock balls in. But if it's silent and people, like, are telling me, like, you need to make this ball and I sit there and look at it and I think about it, I miss it every fucking time.
Oh. I met you at Benny's Pub when we first connected, and you want to give a shout out to anybody else around here that plays good pool?
The Rays, Kenny Bray, Kyle Ray, Eric Bamforth. Kenny's on our team actually. Mm-hmm. Kenny, he's probably everybody knows him around here. If you go in a bar and say Kenny Bray, people it's funny because he's kind of like a local legend pool player type guy.
Yeah,
like you'll run into like these young kids who just started shooting pool,
but they know him,
and they'll be like, "Oh, really? Kenny was in here, and I beat Kenny Ray." And then Kenny shows up, and he's like, "Hey, do you know that guy over there?" He's like, "No, I don't know that guy. I never met him before in my life."
So
lie to brag. They use him to brag that they know
this
something
is
about pool.
Here's the generation gap. The story you told me about somebody on your team who quit.
Yeah.
Because a joke was thrown around about affirmative action.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who'd you have on your team?
We had this guy on our team. our team's got, you know, it's a wide array of people. We got the lesbian. We got the short guy who's almost a midget shorty. Can't say the word midget?
No.
Height impaired.
Small person.
You call him little person.
Little person.
All right. Okay. That sounds more
insulting than midget, but anyway.
And we got
Little person, come here.
I watch the Little Women of Atlanta. That's what I saw on the show. They don't like to be called a midget.
We got Porno John on our team. He owned a sex store for a while. Now he's changed the sex store over, and now he's running. Simple Pleasures across town. So he turned it into a head shop.
There you go.
And but we still call him Porno John.
Okay.
Wait. And then we got me and Kenny Bray, and we had this guy Keith. Right. So everybody was joking the one day, and we were talking like, oh, you know, we got like one of everything on the team. We're all politically correct. And I said, yeah. And I was like, Keith was an affirmative action hire. Well, he got his panties all up in a bunch about it. And then he sent everybody a text saying he was quitting the team. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't take a joke.
How old is he?
If you can't take early a joke, 30s, just right? Get out.
Early 30s.
Yeah.
Keith would have been the eight ball, huh? The black ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're laughing about
Keith was the eight ball.
Keith was the eight ball.
Sorry, Keith. Sorry about that, Keith.
Yeah.
You didn't have to get offended. You ain't got to get all up and
people, man. It's just a joke. You would have laughed at it. I'd have laughed at it.
I would have laughed, but you know, and I would have threw one right back at you.
Right, exactly.
That's the thing. It's like locker room shit. We're just all taking shots at each other. You know.
That's what you do.
Yeah. I got a big puffy jacket. They call me the Michelin man every once in a while. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Pillsbury Doughboy poked me in the stomach and shit. Whatever. I'll giggle along.
Pretty good, Chris.
You know what? I got an idea, though.
Give me another shot of Fireball.
I got an idea for Chuck. Now, this has been my vision for like 5-6 years around here. You need to have a good country party, country western party. Rent you one of those.
Get you some rhinestone cowboy.
You gotta get a barn, Chuck,
and bring in my man Kenny Ray. That sounds like a good white name. Kenny Ray, you can have the Jello
wrestling or the mud wrestling for the women.
There you go.
And then you can have one of those mechanical bulls.
There you go.
And I'm telling you, everybody go wild for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because we do that big time in New Orleans and in Texas.
Jello wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Jello wrestling.
Chuck, this is what I'm saying.
You had to help me with that because I don't know
Chuck,
too many people.
You got the promotional power around here. I hear what Shay's saying. You kind of got to bridge the gap here. I know it's hard, man.
I just need help because I don't know nothing about me.
As a DJ, I don't either. I'm not a big country fan. But yeah. I know from playing weddings around here and barns and everything else, I mean, we start playing country, but by the night we're playing Usher and everything else. It's all, you know, changed up. But, I mean, if you can find a way to mix that crowd, man, you might shut some people up around here and go,
I'm down for everything. I'm going green. I'm just all about the money. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, what the government telling me.
I'm going green. So
you heard it first at the Hub Show. So Hagerstown, don't steal my idea.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. We're going to work on that. You know what I'm saying? The mechanical bull. What's the name? Porno John. We're going to have Porno John going to be there. Kenny Ray going
to
be there.
You have to have a good DJ.
Sounds like a wrestling card, man. You got a little lineup going on.
Then you have your Jello wrestling, mud wrestling, whichever one for the women.
The rule has to be the first two chicks to start fighting and making trouble, they get thrown in the pit.
They get thrown in the jello pit.
Yeah, they get the arguing thrown.
You sign here, you agree. Take it in the pit. I like that.
People around here will like that, Chuck.
Yeah.
You'll get a crowd for that, Chuck.
Definitely. And they do it in their bikinis.
I'm telling you what I've seen.
And then it's like that you're not just putting them in there for entertainment. They legitimately hate each other.
Right. So there's like, it's not really wrestling. It's real. It's ultimate fighting. It's UFC in jello.
Do I have to make it gender? It has to be gender though, right?
You know, guys start fighting, you're going to throw them in jello too?
No.
What if a transgender mom want to get in there with a girl? How can I pull it off? You won't know.
Hey, man.
Well, you can't.
He got on a bikini.
Big Chuck just did a first. The transgender jello wrestling, man.
And he got on a bikini, you know?
You can't tease us. I got to see a titty.
Keep it with the times.
I got to see a titty.
No, you're not going to be able to do that.
That's what guys like about girl fights.
It's an equal opportunity event.
That Super Bowl coming up.
Guys love girl fights because they think a titty's going to pop out.
Timberland going to be, you know, Timberlake gonna be on the what's it called? Somebody can pull it.
Oh yeah,
little,
yeah.
Pop out and nip
little right wardrobe malfunction at the Big Chuck event.
You know everybody called Timberlake called him gay until he pulled out Janice Tate.
Chuck, now we should be talking about this on the
legend.
We shouldn't be talking about this on the air. This is so exciting. The sirens just went off. That's gonna be the name of the Jello Pit. It's gonna be called the Wardrobe Malfunction. If you get into a fight.
Well, you know, Justin's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime again this year.
He is? Yes,
Justin Timberlake is going to do the Super Bowl.
Janet ain't doing it, man.
Janet ain't coming out. She got her bad body back.
But you know what? They're going to go reverse and have her rip his shirt off or some dumb stuff. We don't want to see.
Cut the commercial. Yeah, cut the commercial if y'all do that. Please don't rip away the groin.
Keep that happy trail to himself.
Look, I don't want to see it. I don't
want to
see it.
No, Riverway to Groin, I'm mad. I'm definitely not watching NFL next year if you Riverway to Groin.
No, I'll still be true to my Patriots.
You're a woman. You're supposed to see it growing. I don't want to see it growing.
You don't want to see it growing?
I ain't that diverse.
Don't lie.
No, I don't. Yeah, I really don't. He doesn't do anything.
You don't want to know what Justin Timberlake's jump looks like.
I don't want to see that. No.
Jeez.
No curiosity at all.
None.
Women have a different attitude about that, Chris, I've learned, man. Yeah. Women have a different...
Guys imagine like every woman they ever see naked. And then that's the first thing they do when they see him.
Chris, you just ride down the
street.
So you know, Chris is a 37-year-old bachelor, has never been married, hasn't been down that path at all.
Somebody on his team named Porno Bob. You supposed to hear that he drank and played pool with Porno Bob.
You come home and tell your girl you're on a team called Nine Balls Deep. You'd be catching some hell.
Right? Yeah.
Chris can get away with that.
When
guys are driving down the street and they see a woman just on the sidewalk, they immediately imagine her naked. Is that how it works?
I just want to say every man look at everybody in that type of way every time they see him.
You kind of give them a little nod. Well, you don't believe the men think like that in your head.
I don't believe every man think that way.
They don't think like that. I'm not saying it's 100% of the time, but I'm telling you what, our minds can wander.
He's saying 100%.
75. Our minds can wander unless something comes up that gets us out of that mindset. It's gonna keep going. Yeah. Trust me.
The truth. I went at Burger King this morning to get breakfast.
Oh my God.
You know, the girl behind the counter, I go, no. I took a look at her. I was like, no. I said that in my head, you know.
That's why she ain't sweetening your coffee.
Yeah, but she said sweeten yourself.
She gave you your own shit. Because you ain't stay out that long.
You had the sugar packets.
Gave them all types of sugar packets.
You're making for them.
And two creamers.
She didn't make your own the button
shit.
For you.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah.
She ain't give them none of that shit.
Every once in a while, you got that little devil on your shoulder pops up and goes, damn. You have to bite your tongue. You can't just go around saying damn all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
You might have been better off.
But, you know, you say it in your head, right?
That's why I say, oh, good Lord. Ooh. You got to blame it on the Lord. There ain't nobody going to wonder, good Lord. God, you say damn. Good Lord.
Now, Shay. Yeah. Shay, wait a minute. Shay, in all fairness, Shay, you're with your girls. You're out with your girls. You're hanging out.
I bet he's hung like a horse.
I'm going to give you an answer.
I want you to listen.
This is.
We say somebody's sexy. We say, oh, he has a sex appeal. He look good.
Yeah, women have
a
different.
We're not thinking about you. You know,
they don't think about playing jump rope or nothing, man.
I watched Magic Mike XL with my husband. Now, when Magic Mike first came out, I said, look, me and my friends, we're going to watch Magic Mike. I don't think you should be here because I don't want you to get upset. But it's all about the sex appeal for us. It's not also about.
Appeal, unless there was a bunch of overweight dudes up there doing that stuff. This is Magic Mike. I know what it's about.
Yeah. They have to be sexy.
It's about a guy who was an inspiring woodworker.
From the neck down. Fat
from
and sexy too.
All the way from head.
Yeah. It's true. That's true.
The way he treats the woman.
If you can still sit in the shower, you're doing all right.
That's what women like.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
When he was in the shower? I didn't see Magic Mike.
See Magic Mike in the shower. Oh. I don't recall.
I know it. Yeah, that's all Magic Mike.
Yeah, watch Magic Mike.
Okay, Bashay,
gone.
Not that you represent every woman.
No, I'm not like every woman.
I ain't want to see the magic stick.
Wait, Shay, you saw Magic Mike?
Yeah.
And you said it was sexy?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah. But he was, it's the moves.
Oh.
It was the moves he was making.
The motions.
What does it. If a guy can dance.
Not just the dance, but it's just like how he treated the women and make them feel extra special. Well,
if you watch me shoot pool, you'd need a mop. I make love to that table, baby.
I don't think that's
going
to be
a stick in his hand.
I don't think that's my vision of sex appeal.
Oh, I can guarantee you're going to get pregnant if he got nine balls in his stick. Deep. You might want to stay away from that.
But yeah, that's what we look at. You know, majority of the women look at the sexiness and, you know, of course, the physique, of course, you know,
right.
but we don't go all the way. Oh, like y'all do. No. We just like,
it's switching though. Cause now they got these, all the fashion is tight. So the females got the guys wearing these tight ass sweatpants.
I don't like that.
You older. I'm talking about the new thing. Like the young girls, that's, you know, I'm on the stage. The girls all.
Yoga pants. Thank God for yoga pants.
I'm 6'4". They never looking at my face. When I'm performing, they all down in the middle. They want to see if this shit moving. I'm like, damn, at least give me eye contact. I sound like a girl. Give me eye contact. Why are you looking down there? Right?
But you know.
Yeah, my face is up here. I'm going to old women's.
What's so bad about it, if these young girls don't know, the guys will fool you. They will put some socks down there.
Believe me. Have like a little switch, like a button or something, just to make it like move a little
bit. That's it.
That little pump. Get like a little pump down there and just poof, poof.
I went there. Porno Bob? I went to this store. I got the dildo draws. You know, so you don't know what y'all getting up there. I'm a comic for real. Like, damn, he hung low. That's a dildo.
But you know what's funny is, you know, I'm looking at these Facebook things, and they talk about, you know, how women, they wear the fake hair, fake nails, the fake lashes and everything. And like, so when you get them home, you think you start out with Janet.
Don't look nothing
and
like
you
that.
Come out with John looking.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. Beyonce and Bigfoot in the morning.
Yeah. So, but then now you got guys. They don't have any hair for real,
right.
And they get their fake hair.
Got wigs. What's happening to the world?
You're thinking that man beards and everything, and
fake as a motherfucker.
And I said, wait a minute. It's not so. Some girls are like feeling like they getting bamboozled. I said, well, guys been feeling that way for the longest.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So now that a lot of women are getting that payback. So guys, I say power to you.
Yes, all right.
Well, that's right.
It's funny, Chuck. I follow you on Facebook. You asked a question maybe a month or two ago on Facebook for all the women out there to answer. What was the question? Do you remember?
Man, I don't remember. I be asking so many questions. Which one are you talking about?
I forget now. I mean, I'll just have to delete this part of that podcast.
I know it was one.
You got some attention
got
on it,
I
though.
Was
yeah.
Talking about the, you talking about the rape culture?
That's yeah, the rape culture. Yeah, culture. You got some attention, man.
Yeah, but I mean, because that's barbershop talk. But
exactly,
I forget how.
What rape culture?
Locker room, barbershop.
Oh,
pool hall.
Like, what we was in the barbershop, right?
Rapist Anonymous parties.
It's this new thing called rape culture, right?
Okay.
So I'm old school. Like, I'm not single no more. You know what I'm saying? So if you're listening, Shelly, I'm just talking.
Sorry.
This is my old days. You know?
And I know Shelly,
exactly.
So I got your back.
Exactly. Mm. So. But when I was coming up, you had to have what we call game. So
you
it wasn't about only your appearance. It wasn't only about if you had money. Like
your demeanor,
you had to woo a girl. Yeah. You had to. It was a little bit more.
Like
you
that, like them birds that make the nest and they dance around.
Like my ex,
they got the feathers and
like
stuff.
Like my ex, he wooed a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
had to woo them. So we was talking about that, and this girl got real mad at the barbershop. Was like, "See, that's what creates rape culture." And I was like, "Rape culture? What the hell is rape culture?" And she was like, "Well, if a girl tell you once, no, you shouldn't ask her again." I'm like,
"Nah, because if no meant no, none of us would exist."
Exactly. But this was my thing. I'm like, "Okay, listen, as a female, like." You got to take some type of responsibility for rape culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, rape culture is real. Women do get raped. It really does happen. That's a crime that really happens. But if you just meeting a guy, or if you really know a guy and you don't want to go take it all the way around, one, first, second, third, to fourth, don't go in a setting where you're alone with him. Like, if, because a man...
I'm going to beg to differ.
Differently.
Because I'm going to tell you about it from a woman's perspective.
Okay. Say it.
So, and I'm going to give, because I almost got victimized by two guys that I know that thought that I was down. Mm. And I want to do a threesome with them. That's
cool.
Okay, so that's number one. So let me tell you what. I went over there, typical hangout mode. We cool. And I wasn't drinking. They wasn't drinking. Nobody was drinking. This is all sober. And they said, you know, let me rub your shoulder. I said, why you need to rub my shoulder? Mm. You don't need to rub my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't rub shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
No, let me rub your. No, you don't want to. You know, then everything was starting to, it felt uncomfortable. So I had to get myself out of there. But but you come into a situation, it could be like every day, you know, here. And then Chris is trying to rub my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I feel some type of way.
I ain't trying to.
Well,
rub
I'm not. I'm just giving a scenario. You just go into an everyday situation, so you're not thinking that this will happen. But you got those bell ringers sometimes to tell you.
Yeah.
Now, if you were drinking, just think if I was drinking in that situation, I might not. In the way I used to drink, I might have been coherent enough to stop it. It's not that I wanted it, but I was just incoherent to stop it.
Yeah.
So you know, it's both plays. You know. you have to be aware about the situation, but you got to think about, women do not think like men. We're thinking, this is my homie, or this person, he's cool, we're going to go, you know, and if he try, I'm just going to tell him no. Mm-hmm. You know, we're thinking that in our head, mm-hmm. but if the guy's just like trying to woo me and say, no, but mm-hmm. sweetie, you know, yeah, come on, come on. And we've had that, you know, yeah, women yeah, have that, yeah. and I've had that, and I'm like, look, then this is where you get this.
That's when you get
hey, real. No means no. Mm-hmm. You need to stop it.
Right.
Or I'm going, you're going to catch a case.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying.
Catch right? a case of shame.
That's the thing that I was saying. But they was like, you know, like what it was saying to me, I understand rape. I really do understand rape. But it's, you know what I'm saying? Like me, how I feel. I'm back in my player day, I'm wooing. But I'm not aggressive. Like I'm not right. going to grab you and be like, no. But I'm not. The yeah. first no, I'm not going with that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Like, but I'm always, not going to be aggressive like trying to tear your clothes
right,
off.
Yeah, there's always this game you have right, to play.
Exactly. It's a cat and mouse.
There's a little cat and mouse game you have to play when you get them back to the house. And then you're like, they're you like, go. No. And you're like, this yeah, come on, ages. Come on. You know you want it. Yeah, no, I don't want it.
It's
yeah,
a cat
yeah,
and
yeah.
Mouse.
You got to go back and forth. And that's
and then, part of a relationship.
And that's not right.
But my thing is if she says no, and I mean you know, no, and she give you the stern eye, the stern
it's,
look.
Then it's no.
Then that's a no. But exactly. if you say no, and I just want women to be honest and say, stand up for the no.
Be more aggressive. Exactly.
Be more aggressive than no. Let them, because some guys get mixed emotions and signals,
yep.
and thinking that no means a maybe.
Because they don't think like
that. Because we don't think the same.
Exactly.
And I know some women probably going to bash me on that, but okay.
It's
I'm
truth.
I'm prepared,
truth,
I'm prepared
it's
for
called
it.
Wiring.
Because I've
We're
been
not
in that situation.
The same way.
And I learned, you know, like, you know, mm-hmm. men are from Mars, women's from Venus.
Right.
You got to give a hard no exactly. and say no. Now, if someone is incoherent, they're drinking, that
yeah, that's
no, that's no, rape, that man. No matter how soft that is, you need to leave that no at a no.
But that's rape, though. If somebody's incoherent and, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
That's yeah. taking advantage
you
of
You know what you're doing. That's rape. You know what I'm saying? But if me and you are sober, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to do the cat and mouse. You know what I'm saying?
It just
And
yeah.
it's just like, you know, like what I was telling her, like, okay, well, you know, you got back in the day. I don't know about now because I don't mess with the young girls. But, you know, back in the day, like where they would leave the line open, like a girl would be like, no, but do you want to cuddle?
Yeah, right.
So that don't mean no. Like, why would you want to cuddle
you
with somebody?
You know, if we cuddle, I'm getting a hard on.
Yes. And I'm going to keep trying.
And you know where
like,
it's going
to
go.
No, because that's, you know, that's not what I would do it.
I'm just saying.
I
but the,
not do that.
Right.
Like you
right.
said, it's going to be a lot of girls like, you know what yeah. I'm saying? They're going to be mad. But at the same time, they're going to be like, yeah, I do that. Like, that's where I'm saying. That's where y'all lose y'all head. Like, you.
Right.
It's like some females, they've been alone. They don't want to be alone. They don't want to have sex, but they don't want to be alone. But at the same time,
it
to a man, you know,
it doesn't work with guys.
Exactly, we predators. You're a predator by nature, not sexual predator. I'm not saying
it's a loosely used term nowadays, but it's called wiring. Men are wired different than women, man.
And you got to think about it. So just like, you know, I'm a big fan of Ice Cube. You know, I love you, boo.
I thought you was about to say Ike Turner.
No, Ice Cube. You know, my husband knows that if Ice Cube come, oh.
It's
Lord,
over? Ice
I don't
cube?
Know. I love Ice Cube.
Say
I just,
no means
I might,
no.
I might
no
fall
means
out.
No. No means no. You can't
so
just
Ice Cube.
If Ice Cube says no, a hard no, it
alone,
means
exactly.
no.
I'm gonna keep trying to get that kiss.
He might just want a spoon though.
I'm gonna keep trying to kiss. I'm gonna try to hug.
And that's
I love
saying.
You.
Yeah,
see,
ice
so you know,
Ice
half
Cube just wants to cuddle. Okay.
Population is Ice Cube to men. Right,
I take I love Ice Cube. You know he's my boo, but you know nothing against my husband. But my husband knows I'm a big Ice Cube fan, and I love him for so many reasons. Ice Cube, but my thing is, if I go see Ice Cube and like for one of my friends is LL Cool J, another of my friends, you know somebody, but you can see that celebrity, and if that person come and you know say. Hey, you know, you come hang out. And if they told me, oh, you know, they gave me the window to hang out, I'm like, I'm going to try to get that kiss that I always dreamed about.
let me ask you a question. It might fuck up the way you think about Ice Cube, but he gives you the window. He's in his car, right? Let's say you coming out of the arena. He's sitting in the car. His windows are kind of tinted. He's looking at you. You looking at him. He calls you over to the car, right? Then you get to the car. He rolls down the window, and you hear, it's raining, man. Hallelujah. You still going to want to kiss him?
She has to think about
that.
That messed up my fantasy right there. I'm like... You know, you well, we're going to keep it as homie, lover, friend. You're my homie for life.
We're changing like, your whole perspective.
You know, me and you can't be together, but hey, right. Pam.
Fellas, do not
you.
Play that car. In your, don't play that song in your car is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, yeah. If it come on the radio, switch the channel. That's yeah. not a good
I'm
song
give him
to
the
have.
Fist so, pump, exactly. and I'm going to say, we are homies so, for life.
Shay, so of all in the celebrity world, Ice Cube's the one for you?
Ice Cube is about the to one roll out. Yeah, Ice Cube is my boo. I'm like, I'm trying to get like, if y'all know when the big three come, I'm going to see him at the big three. I'm going to see him.
Who's the big three?
You know, he does that new thing called the big three basketball.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the season, so right. I'm going to the local mm-hmm. big three, or I'll fly. But I'm going to see Ice Cube. Like that is my dream to right. see Ice Cube.
Yay! Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Cause you know his name Everything's is his real name is O'Shea. My name is Shay. We have a son together.
I love
together.
The sound of gangster shit in the morning. Gangster.
So if that was to happen, Shay, I can imagine what that would sound like. Who would be saying what to who?
Pimp Homeo.
O'Shea.
O'Shea. Hey, Shay.
Where art thou, Pimp Homeo? Yeah. I mean, but you know, the reason why I like Ice Cube is not so much about the look.
It's
I
the
like
weed.
His demeanor. No.
It's him. It's how he is.
I'm an Ice Cube fan. I'm an Ice Cube fan
like,
back in the day.
You know, he started with NWA.
I know.
And then he went out branched
just
on
solo.
His own.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then, you know, and he always had his woman with him. And he's always been with that woman, and he had a family with that woman. He kept that safe. He separated that from his business. Mm-hmm. He didn't let the two mix, you know. And he's always, like,
and he's still, it goes hard.
He's still, yeah, he's still
and
like,
it
he's
goes
still,
as hard
he's
as
a
he
business.
Wants to. And you know, gets away with it.
He's a businessman, yeah. You know what I mean? He's all got his feet in all type of things. Right. And he's he shows how you can start from the ghetto.
Exactly.
And become a successful businessman and be mm-hmm. and recognize.
Shout out to Ice Cube.
Ice Cube is a man.
When he left NWA, came out with No Vaseline. God,
yeah,
No Vaseline
ripped
hit so
man.
Hard.
He ripped him up, man, with that. I was a huge fan of Ice Cube back then.
And then did you
all
ever
his
hear
songs, Giving Up the Nappy Dugout
yeah,
is
yeah.
the
truth.
Truth.
That is the truth.
Did you ever hear the beef with him in Cypress Hill?
Yes.
King of the Hill?
I was around for all that.
God.
I mean, like,
he is the best like diss rap.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna tell you what was funny. Ever. You know, when he came out, they came out the movie Straight Out of Compton. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna give you a backstory. My mom, and I'm sure Chuck can agree, and some of you probably could. My mom, her NWA, and they hear it in my car. They threw my tapes out. You know, we mm-hmm. had tapes back then.
Yeah.
They threw your tapes out. My mom threw my tape out the window. Right. I'm not playing this because she would take my car to church. Yeah. I'm not playing this.
Well, yeah.
This is a bunch of
that makes sense.
She said, "Oh, I'm not playing this." So right. The movie comes out. She said, "Oh, I went to see Straight Out of Compton. That was good." I said, "Really, Mom?" I said, "That's the same group
20 years ago."
Yeah, 20 years. You threw my tapes out the window. She said,
It was.
Oh, I'm sorry, but he was good.
No, I liked Ice Cube wrote all their stuff. Yeah. I liked him solo, man. I liked all that stuff.
Oh my God, he was
the Predator album.
He's
all that
just,
stuff.
Yeah, he's
good.
Just like
Lethal
he's
Injection
a genius.
Was my favorite,
he's a
man.
Genius. Yeah. You know, so I love Mr. Cube.
Yeah,
Mr. O'Shea.
Yeah. Definitely. So, circle back around here. Chuck.
Yeah.
What else is up? So, March 17th, your birthday bash.
Yeah.
Love and laughs.
March 17th. I might do a party or something like that. Like I said, I'm talking to the radio stations. I don't know, but I actually was talking to a white radio station down in D.C. That's when I just was talking on the phone. That's why I was talking, trying to find
breaking
a spot
the rules,
in the DMV.
Man.
They want to do like a broadcast live on a Thursday or Friday, so I'm trying to find a venue. So
my idea, we can do that.
Yeah, so I'm crossing over. I'm crossing over.
All right.
And you know what? March 17th. That's like around Lucky
Charms. That's the same day.
Lucky Charms.
It's
the same.
It's called St. Patrick's
Day. St. Patrick's
Day.
Same
day.
Lucky Charms.
Bunch of leprechauns were taking over the city.
So yeah. I'm gonna get my have my green on.
Yeah, don't get pinched. You gotta have green on, you know, because like what was his name? Porno what?
Porno John.
Porno John. He might pinch you in the wrong spot, you know. Porno John lives in
there.
Now pinch me on the arm. You done made up a new shit. He pinching people on the ass in the club. I got
a
thumb out. Porno John. No, it's supposed to be on the arm. Porno John. You pinching them on the ass. No, yeah. That's not where you pinch them at, brother.
All right, I like it. March 17th.
Grand man.
Piano Ballroom, downtown Hagerstown.
Yep. You got somebody coming from Baltimore, Ron Canada. He's hilarious.
Yep.
You got a guy coming out of Pittsburgh. His name is Jermaine One Eye Claiborne.
Okay.
Oh,
he's hilarious.
One Eye.
Yeah.
Does he got the Fetty Wap eye?
No, he got just it back. He got it back. It was cloudy for like 3 years, but he got it back. Yeah, He got it back. He had something. Okay. I don't know what happened with his eye.
What the hell's up with Fetty Wap? Why he got that?
He can't see. He only got one eye.
He's got the empty socket. Put something in there, man.
Yeah, he one eyed.
It's horrible.
He one eyed.
Who else coming?
We got the headliner, Ty Davis. Y'all don't want to miss her. She is, like I said, like, on the road now. She is one of the funniest, I think the funniest female comic out. She gonna have y'all in stitches. Okay. So it's definitely gonna be a good show. Okay. Definitely gonna be a good show.
Well, I tell you what, don't forget February 17th at 11 a.m. here at 207 South Potomac. Mm-hmm. We have all those people who want to buy homes, all those people who want to be investment group opportunities, those things, want to learn those things, learn how to have a dedicated, customized team to help you get to your path to success. Come on out. Mm-hmm. It's free.
February 17th.
Go on Eventbrite.
207 South Potomac Street, right here in Hagerstown.
Right, it's by Your Path LLC.
The old yellow building.
Yep, they're here to help you. Yep. You know, so.
Lots coming up.
Yeah, lots coming up out here.
And I'm busier than a shoe salesman at a centipede farm, but I ain't got shit to plug.
No, but you do got Nine Balls Deep who are killing it, right?
A
couple weeks from now, you might be in Vegas.
That's right.
That's home. Good luck to you, man. And then your Patriots play tomorrow.
That's right. Go Patriots.
See what kind of conversation you're having next time we're on the air here.
Oh, we're going to see. But you know, my husband is a hater.
He hates the Patriots?
He hates the Patriots. He's a Redskin fan.
Oh.
And so he's just a hater.
It might be them and the Eagles. A lot of Eagle fans around here, too.
No, yeah. I know some Eagle fans. Yeah. One of my best friends are Eagles fans. So, you know.
Trying to get Coach King, Jameer King, in here. He's a Philly boy. He loves all it. Eagles, all the
I'm all always saying, die, teams. Eagles, die.
Yeah.
Wow.
Die, Eagles, die.
What'd you call them last time? The Feagles?
The Fleagles.
Fleagles.
Damn. The Fleagles.
Yeah, she's got all.
I got all kind of names.
Tom
for
Brady, huh? That's the man.
No, I'm not a Tom Brady fan. But I'm a Patriots fan. See, I'm about the team. Okay. You know, I was a fan before Tom Brady was Tom Brady.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm
back when you were a real fan.
You're a real fan. So you're
going for that. Going for that. You must have been stoked last year, the Super Bowl after halftime.
I was. Oh man,
I turned it off.
I prayed us back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's all your fault, Shay.
Yeah, I prayed it on back.
Okay.
And I'll be this Sunday wearing my Patriots gear.
All right.
To church and prayer at the altar. Jeez. That everybody be all right. Yes, that's what I did.
Bunch of millionaires getting prayed for, man.
Wow.
I take it to the Lord. Yeah. And you know what's funny?
The Horn of Africa is starving to death, but screw that.
Yeah, we need the Patriots to win. Exactly.
Hey,
the government shut down.
I'm not by myself.
Please let the Patriots win. The government going to be all right.
There
we go. So that's going to be the first week of February, the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
So we're down to the wire here.
Yeah, and tomorrow's, you know, we need to do a Huff show. We need to do it somewhere at a Super Bowl party.
Someone needs to let us in there.
Yeah.
I know you guys know people. Let's get us in there, man.
Mm. Yeah. And you know what? And I'll be like serious.
I know.
Play by play.
I have to get Chuck Security to kick you out.
Oh, no, they know Shay. So they scared. They seen them left and right. They ain't fucking with Shay.
All right. Shay don't play, right?
Shay don't play. Homie don't play that.
At all.
At all.
Before he had the sock. She was knocking motherfuckers out before he had the sock.
So how we
all right, cool. Well, hey, we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to wrap it up. Chuck, always great having you on. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you for bringing me back out.
We can bring it back on before your event in March. Whatever you want to come on and talk about, you're more than welcome.
I talk about whatever you want me to talk about.
We didn't even get around to the juvie system you're working in.
We can do that on the next one. I got 1,000 stories about them goddamn badass juveniles. And most of them out of Philly. So Philly and Pittsburgh, man.
They booed Santa Claus.
Did they?
All right, the Hub Show wrapping up for Jay, Shay, and Chris Canfield, and the Big Chuck, the landlord. Want to give a big shout-out, a big thanks to the Big Okie Doom for the war-torn intro music, to Jim Curtis, to our man Devontae Dinkins, who's dealing with something right now. He should have been in here on this conversation. That would have been
all
fun,
right.
Man.
All right, Devontae.
Have the millennial at the table here talk about stuff with you guys. Big shout-out to Rod Irish, the man who really got a lot of this going for me.
My man,
Hub
Rod.
Show's picking up. Kicking up some steam here. We're on Facebook, Instagram,
iTunes. Like us on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Reviews, the sound.
And you can email us at mdhubshow@gmail.com.
Oh, you got your own little Hub Show email address, don't you? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Say it again.
MD thehubshow@gmail.com. Hit us up.
You can also hit us up at producer@thehubshow.com. On the web, thehubshow.com. Looking for guests, looking for co-hosts to come on with us. Have a good time. And we're going to kick it. Once again, thanks to Big Chuck for coming on.
No problem.
Thank you, Chuck. All right,
we're out of here in Hagerstown. Keep your head up.
Adios.
Peace. Peace out.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.